Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb here on a Tuesday as we roll along. So the good today, I'm thinking there's a couple that you've got to have as we
get rolling
in the week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's hard to find good, but it is easy to find good.
By the way, you do a great job giving us a feeling of optimism sometimes
today,
in these good stories.
Today, I want to highlight a power couple. Yesterday, I brought you the news, the saddening news of Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari getting a divorce after 10 years of blissful, wonderful marriage.
That's right.
I'm not really sure about that last part, but I know they were married for 10 years. But today I want to highlight a power couple, another husband and wife team that are a little unknown of, Noah and Riley Vaughn.
Yeah, I saw this. This is really fun social media videos.
If you don't know who they are, Noah Vaughn is a Oakland A's prospect. He's made it to AAA, has yet to make it to the big show, was probably going to make it this year, and still could make it this year if there is, ever is a season. Riley, his wife, is a softball player, or was a softball player.
She was a softball player at Texas A&M, I think.
Yeah, second team SEC. So, I mean, she is a stud in her own right. So the first video that we watched, and everyone, if you were on social media, you saw it. Riley pitches to her husband, Noah. Noah takes her yard and then proceeds to bat flip.
That was great.
It was great. But it's probably something that, you know, he would regret, right?
Sure.
Because you don't bat flip your wife.
You don't get a lot of those moments, so you might as well take them when you can get them and just let the consequences lay themselves out.
And the consequences did lay themselves out, because then he decided to pitch to her and she took him deep and had the most epic bat flip ever. I mean, I don't know if the bat landed. The ball, I think, landed before the bat.
Yeah, it was an excellent bat flip. My hope is that he did not groove that pitch for her so they could have a second video.
Yeah.
I think we need a
showdown between the pair of them now.
Yeah, I know. I actually looked them up last night. I was like, I got to look up this couple to see who exactly they are.
Right?
Why are we so fascinated by this husband and wife baseball/softball team? So, yeah, I looked them up last night. Nice young couple.
Yep. Met at Texas A&M.
Just got married last fall.
Yeah.
Last October. So, good young, staying at his parents' house.
In Texas, yep.
In Texas, so, and figuring out how to keep themselves occupied while we wait to go back out.
So, how do you keep yourselves occupied? I just do a couple small little videos of me blasting a home run off my wife and then turning around and having her do it the following day.
You know what I was thinking when I was reading about his story about being in minor league baseball and trying to get, you know, is I wonder how stressful it must be for a young baseball player that's in the minors that needs to keep up his skill, needs to keep in shape, needs to keep, you know, honed, because the competition to get to the big show is pretty severe.
Oh, of course.
So, you know what I mean? So as everybody's in quarantine, if you're not finding a way to keep up some level of your skill, your competition is. Right, your competition is figuring that out. Like they're trying to figure out how to do that, so that when you get back to playing, whatever that may look like in minor league baseball, especially because we're talking about no fans for major league baseball, and they might be able to survive it. Minor league baseball cannot survive it. Like that's a dead industry.
Well,
without fans in the stadiums.
We talked about that last week. How there's just going to be some minor league teams that are just gone.
That's it.
Lost because of the virus.
Almost all the revenue is ticket sales, local sponsorships, radio sponsorships. You probably can get some income from that, but not enough to take care of your operating costs.
And there's no amount of Pokemon giveaways.
That's right.
That you could do to salvage
exactly.
That team.
So. Pokemon giveaways is right. So you better. Yeah. So I'm assuming it's stressful for him, as his dream is like, I better be good enough to get to the show.
Yeah. Now, real quick, if you guys don't know what the Pokemon giveaway is, be an avid listener to the show.
Right.
That's an inside joke of the show.
That's right. That's right. I'll tell it once again at some point. So keep listening.
Somewhere down the road.
Know. For those of you who listen daily, you're probably like, I've heard this five times since I started listening to these guys. But it's a funny story that I keep telling because I play the hits.
Right. Pokemon giveaway.
What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, there was a little photo that was released, and it was of Alex Smith's leg.
Oh, my God. I thought this was fake, and then I found out it wasn't. I thought this was fake. Is it fake?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It is real. The bad
I
of
saw
the day.
The only way I thought it was not fake is I saw it multiple places.
Yeah. The bad of the day is on me, perhaps on you. Why do we look at it?
Oh my God! I could not. It's seriously. It's the car crash culture, right?
Yes,
we're rubbernecking.
We
in a car
need
crash.
To see this.
We have to see. If you're in a traffic jam and you realize there's an accident, you all look. We all look to want to know how severe was it. Oh yeah. My God! What's going on?
But there's same no reason here. For us to see it. I showed it to my kids.
Oh,
I said, "Hey, Dad, I said, son, come here. You got to see this photo." I said, this will haunt your dreams for years. Look at this.
Let me tell you something. I remember when Alex Smith got hurt, remember how the story was maybe a couple of days later or down the road where they said he almost lost the leg?
Yes.
And I thought at the time, because I didn't see this, at the time I thought, what? That's got to be an exaggeration.
Yeah.
It's a football injury. It's a severe injury.
It was a bad break.
But please do not tell me he almost lost his leg. Then you see this and you're like, oh my God, I would have cut that off.
Yeah.
I don't know how they.
I can't even make sense of the photo. I look at it and I'm trying to figure out, okay, what part of the body is that? I know they keep telling me it's a leg.
Right.
I'm just going to take your word for it.
I'm going to take your word for it. It's black. It's burnt. Just, it looks burnt.
Yeah. What is that? I don't even know
what
that is.
I don't know.
And I don't want to know. I saw the photo. I was like, I don't want to read about it because that's just going to give me nightmares.
Right.
But yeah, the bad is on every one of us who constantly goes, yes, I would like to see Alex Smith's leg.
I know.
If you're a doctor, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to take that's research. For you and I, we're nowhere near doctorhood anytime soon. You and I are just like, yeah, let's drive slow next to this car crash. Was it a good one? All right. Yep. Flipped over car.
I really do.
Bingo.
I mean, I'm just interested how it got so charred. I mean, I don't know how else.
Yeah, but then it makes me think of others.
What is it? Just blood clots that are just in the blood vessels burst or something? Or?
Like we heard the stories about Alex Smith's leg. We know how it broke. Did Joe Theismann's leg look this way?
It must have. It must have.
Was Teddy Bridgewater's worse?
That's a good question. That's a really good question.
You know, these are the thoughts going through my mind. It's like, where are those photos? I need those photos now. I need to contrast to compare.
Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. If Alex Smith ever returns to a football field, I'll be blown away. I'll be just.
I mean, that was. Oh, that, yeah.
I mean, you're lucky if you, like, can I at least walk with my kids down to the bus stop? That kind of
thing. I know, without a cane?
Yeah.
You know, or am I riding that, or am I walking on that, like, that knee scooter?
Yep, right.
Where I have my knee up on a scooter and I'm just wheeling around all over the place.
Yeah, exactly. It's like that guy in Tiger King that had his legs amputated after that accident. It's like, do you just go, no, Doc, I'm not dealing with this. Cut it off.
That was the logical step right there, right?
Yeah, right? With that?
Amputate your leg. No big deal.
God, you're so right about looking. I just could not help but look.
Well, it comes across your timeline and you're looking at it like, yeah, why not?
I couldn't stop staring at it. I just couldn't. This is freaking out.
And like I said, I had to go and show other people. I needed other people on my train. Right. Like, dude, I'm about to throw up. Come here. Come check this out.
I know. Crazy. All right. The dumb of the day.
Okay. You have to bear with me here. Well, the dumb of the day is the Lakers.
Okay.
Okay. Now, they like Shake Shack. There's another company out there, too. I can't remember.
Harvard.
Harvard, you know, they good on them for returning the payment protection plan, payment plan.
Right.
You know, the payroll, that was the payroll protection payment, right?
Right. The money that they got.
The money they got from the government. They returned it because, I mean, technically they are a small business. But, okay, I'm trying to figure out, is it dumb on the Lakers forever applying for it in the first place? Because I have a hard time believing that the government just said, here, Lakers, have some money because you're a small business.
Okay, that's a good question. Now, again, it depends on... I think you do it, and then you hoping that there's enough money to go around, right? So they were talking about you know, these stratospheric numbers in terms of finances. Do you say, well, let's get our share? If they're just giving it to businesses, we're a business, let's get it. And then when you get it, and then you realize, oh, haha, Joe's Barbershop didn't get anything, or Mike's Florist didn't get nothing, and that cake decorating place didn't get nothing. You know, Susie's Bakery, she didn't get anything. Well, we're going to return it then, because we don't need it. But do you apply it in saying, well, maybe there's enough money to go to everybody? And if there's enough money to go to everybody, why don't we just get our share and help our payroll and everything like that, or whatever that we need? But then when you realize, there isn't enough money to go around, and a lot of businesses were denied, then go back to returning it. I don't know. I mean, maybe the Lakers shouldn't have applied for it in the first place.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at, because they don't need it.
Yeah, but I don't think they gave you money. Like, I think you had to
apply for it.
Yeah, you had to apply for it, because they wouldn't know what you needed. You'd have to say, I'm looking for this. Right?
Yeah. So I'm a little confused on this. I mean, I'm curious to how they came about. I guess, a small business is anything under, 500 employees or something like that?
I guess, yeah.
So, I mean, technically, yeah, the Lakers are a small business. All NBA teams are a small business because they probably don't have more than 500 employees.
Yeah, they're not a conglomerate, right? They're not a huge – but, it would go to the larger question, right? They are a franchise of a company.
Yeah.
You know, even though they're individually owned, they're a franchise of a company. So how does that differ from the local McDonald's in your town?
And
right, that might need it. But the local McDonald's is staying open through drive-through. But if you own a franchise of something, it doesn't have to be fast food. It could be anything. If you own a franchise of something, You can get money through this, even if your parent company is loaded.
What if you only own one restaurant?
Right.
So, but where I kind of also put the dumb is the IRS who processed it. Now, I don't want to say anything bad about the IRS because I'm still waiting on my stimulus check. And if you're going to come at me, I'll give you a different name in a second. But no, I mean, when that comes across your plate, right, and you're processing these forms, do you look down and go, Los Angeles Lakers?
Right.
But approved.
How many of us really know the deep finances of these teams?
No, right? I mean, that's true.
When everything's rolling, we go, oh, yeah, they're making a ton of money. But when no income is coming in, do we go,
Yeah, but I mean, I guess with them, they are one of the richest NBA teams in the
Yeah, they're valued league. As they're one of the most valued franchises
in
sports.
They're in the billions.
Right.
I don't know. I'm a little confused about how they came about. I understand, I guess, Shake Shack got theirs, but returned theirs. Kind of makes sense to me. Harvard returned theirs as well, which was like, okay, yeah, because you guys probably look at that and go, that's nothing. You should see what we get in donations.
Yeah, sure. Do you not, though... Do you say to yourself, look, let's apply, like I was saying, if they're giving money to everybody, let's just apply and get it, and let's see.
Well,
where
was
we
it
go.
A situation where let's apply and then, we'll just redistribute it to all of our employees at Staples Center who aren't working right now?
Yes,
was
that's
it
right.
Maybe that thought process, but then figured, there's going to be a lot of backlash if we actually use this.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, right? The apply, you get it if. And then you start realizing there's companies that aren't getting it. Then you realize, okay, this is going to look terrible if they find out we've got this and we used it. I think that's where these big companies have got to figure out the PR angle of it, right? I think
ahead of time. Now, see, this is where it's hard for me because I don't want to say my team is dumb. So I'm going around the issue as much as possible, saying they're not dumb for applying.
No,
that's a smart thing to do. But did they not think they would get it?
Giving it back has the neg. It's not a good PR move to give it back, because people say you shouldn't take it in the first place. It's not like you're an act of charity, because the government didn't give it to you, and then you go, "What do I do with this? Where did this come from?" It is we asked for it, we got it, and then went, "Whoops, we probably shouldn't be taking this," and then giving it back. It's not a good.
Because we all know that happens. That one day you just wake up like, "Oh, look, money."
That's right. That's
Who's
right.
it from? IRS. Right. You ever heard of that company? I've never heard of them. They just giving me money.
All right. That is the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Tuesday. It's Wake Up Call, ESPN Nation Radio.